The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
This is what a wind turbine sounds like. This recording was made at the base of a 250-foot tall turbine. Now, whether or not large-scale wind farms create noise pollution is a matter of opinion and considerable discussion. But either way, as we hear from Katie Johnston Hertz with the Virginia Public Access Project, the Commonwealth may be about to get one.
The Botetourt County Board of Supervisors approved a permit to allow a renewable energy company to build up to 25 wind turbines on North Mountain. And historically, wind turbines have been somewhat of a controversial issue in southwestern Virginia. They're noisy, and residents complain that they're eyesores and they harm wildlife. But so far in this case, that hasn't been too much of an issue for Botetourt, likely because the planned area for the wind farm is so remote.
As you say, Katie, this has not been much of an issue in Botetourt County, but there is actually more concern in neighboring Rockbridge County.
Right. The proposed area of the wind farm is just over the county line from Rockbridge County, so they may actually have some residents that live closer to it.
And one issue that's been raised in Rockbridge County concerns a consultant who has helped Botetourt with the project. The assertion is she has a conflict of interest because she used to work for the company that wants to build the wind farm.
She said that the renewable energy field is so small of a field, inevitably you're going to run into some people you already know because there's just not that many of them.
Leaders in Botetourt County say their goal is to be good neighbors and they won't ignore opinions in Rockbridge. It's not clear exactly what that means. Under Virginia law, it's illegal to sell wild animal parts. Katie, on the face of it, that might not sound controversial, but it is.
Jenna Portnoy wrote an article in the Washington Post about three General Assembly bills that tackle the issue of the commercialization of animal parts. And Virginia law currently prohibits the sale of wild animal parts, but some people feel this is too restrictive. For instance, when one man who was featured in the story went to a hunting show and tried to sell some of his crafts, like bows and arrows that were made from turkey feathers and rattlesnake skin, he received a citation, and he was upset, understandably, and so he and some others are determined to change these regulations.
Well, what might the General Assembly do about this?
One of the bills that was introduced would allow hunters and trappers to sell products that were made from legally killed wildlife, except when the manufacturing or sale of such products is detrimental to public health or sound wildlife management. And another bill would lighten the restrictions on the sale of furs.
The goal of the law, of course, as it's currently written, is to prevent the wholesale slaughter of animals for profit.
For the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries, the bottom line is protecting the animals from becoming commodities that are prized by poachers. And this has been an issue some in Virginia. People poach deer. And there's been some attention over the years to the illegal killing of bears for their gallbladders.
Those gallbladders bring a high price in Asia, where they're considered medicinal. Katie Johnston Hertz is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.